purple.
"He tries, see," said Albert, flourishing the dibber. "It's just that when it comes to colour, he hasn't got much imagination."
"I'm not sure I understand all this," said Mort. "Did you say he made all this?"
Beyond the garden wall, the ground dropped towards a deep valley, and then rose into dark moorland that marched all the way to distant mountains, jagged as cat's teeth.
"Yeah," said Albert. "Mind what you're doing with that watering can."
"What was here before?"
"I dunno," said Albert, starting a fresh row. "Firmament, I suppose. That's the fancy name for raw nothing. It's not a very good job of work, to tell the truth. I mean, the garden's okay, but the mountains are downright shoddy. They're all fuzzy when you get up close. I went and had a look once."
Mort squinted hard at the trees nearest him. They seemed commendably solid.
"What'd he do it all for?" he said.
Albert grunted.
"Do you know what happens to lads who ask too many questions?"
Mort thought for a moment.
"No," he said eventually.
"What?"
There was silence. Then Albert straightened up and said,
"Damned if I know. Probably they get answers, and serve 'em right."
"He said I could go out with him tonight," said Mort.
"You're a lucky boy then, aren't you?" said Albert vaguely, heading back for the cottage.
"Did he really make all this?" said Mort, tagging along after him.
"Yes."
"Why?"
"I suppose he wanted somewhere where he could feel at home."
"Are you dead, Albert?"
"Me? Do I look dead?"
The old man snorted when Mort started to give him a slow, critical look.
"And you can stop that. I'm as alive as you are, probably more."
"Sorry."
"Right."
Albert pushed open the back door and turned to regard Mort as kindly as he could manage.
"It's best not to ask all these questions," he said. "It upsets people. Now, how about a nice fry-up?"
End of CD 1.